His voice was thick. His throat was hurting him now, though it had received no wound. "I came to see you to..." Words could not express the dull pain of these things. He fell silent, while the vivid stars were spilt and danced all ways. Sam shifted uneasily. "Honest, Ralph, you'd better go." Ralph looked up again. "You two aren't painted. How can you, if it were light?" If it were light, shame would burn them at admitting these things. But the night was dark. Eric took up, and then the twins started their antiphonal speech. "You got to go, because it's not safe. They made us. They hurt us."
"Who?
Jack?
Oh, no."
They bent to him and lowered their voices.
"Push off, Ralph.
It's a tribe.
They made us. We couldn't help it."
When Ralph spoke again, his voice was low and seemed breathless.
"What have I done? I liked him, and I wanted us to be rescued."
Again the stars spilled about the sky. Eric shook his head earnestly.
"Listen, Ralph, never mind what sense. That's gone. Never mind about the chief. You got to go for your own good. The chief and Roger, yes, Roger, they hate you, Ralph. They're going to do you. They're going to hunt you tomorrow."
"But why?"
"I don't know. And Ralph, Jack the chief says it'll be dangerous.